sanctuary. This is Nanak's prayer, O God. Please attach me to your service.
The light of my Beloved Master, who am I and how to become a real sannyasin? Love, Dhamma. Where is Dhamma? Why you sit there, Dhamma? What's wrong?
I am sick.
Huh? Fever. Maybe because of the latter. That's how it goes. Get used to it. I'm happy now you're coming out. So maybe, I guess it is how it should be. Otherwise you will be sitting closer. Then you will be closer to the fire. Then the fever will go easier also, will burn it out. What is the fever, no? It's some shit that goes out, no? Then you burn it out. Something that shouldn't be in the system, that goes out. Sometimes we create this ourselves. Beloved Master, who am I? This question, nobody can tell you, Dhamma. This is something that everyone has to find out by themselves. And it's the most important question that you can ask. But you are used to getting everything from the outside. Everybody is always asking outside. Who are you? What is this? Where should we go? What should I do? Tell me something. It's always outside, no? Nobody asks themselves. So, being a sannyasin, first you should start questioning yourself. How you live, who you are, what you are doing, if it's true. No? Sannyasin means somebody who is ready to follow the truth. That is not so easy because you have totally forgotten the truth. How can you follow the truth if you have not in touch with the truth? So it's stages after stages after stages, levels after levels after levels. Most poor people, they know who they are, no? I'm Johnny Johnson, I'm a taxi driver. That's it. That's what Buddha's means, is suffering, because then you have no clue of who you are in reality. So this is an investigation into yourself. That is what who am I is, an inquiry into yourself to find out who you really are. Are you just this body? Are you just your name? Are you your thoughts? Your emotions? Very few people do this, no? This is only the true seeker who goes so deep beyond these levels, these dimensions of yourself. Otherwise, everybody is on the surface. They think they know, but they never know. They never ask themselves anything. They never really question themselves. Is this is true? Is this real, what I believe in? How I live? That's why the mystic says that everybody is asleep. They don't know who they are. You can know everything in this world, like many people now do. But they don't know who they are themselves. Very strange. You can know who everybody else is. You think you have know so many things, but you don't know who yourself are, which is the most important. So this question, who am I cannot tell you. I can hint at the way. That's what I'm doing here, no? from all different sides, I'm trying to make you look at yourself, to experience yourself, new sides of yourself that you would never go into alone. That's what the master is there for. To realize your own potentials. Because it's much easier to be asleep, not do anything. But in some mysterious way, the mystic touches something in you, because everybody has this longing to wake up, to be happy, to feel peace, love, ecstasy. But then you have to go beyond your little mind, your little identity, which is too little for ecstasy, for love, for consciousness. So it's a good beginning. You can ask me, but I cannot answer you. And all those who have said that is also not right, because you cannot put it into words. It's impossible. Even when you know who you are, you cannot put it into words. They have tried that. I'm silence. I'm bliss. I'm truth. I am death. I am. That doesn't mean anything if you haven't touched it. I'm not. From all different sides, they have tried. It only helps when it is your own existential experience. Then you know, but you cannot say it. But when you know, then those who are hungry to know, they will feel attracted, just like the bee to the flower. They will get reminded. So it's something that everybody, you are used to getting answers from the outside, no? This is the problem. You are used to getting answers. And then you think you know because you have the answer. No, it's not like that. When you really get the answer, then the question is gone. And not only the question is gone, but the answer is gone also. As long as the question is there, then the answer is not there. No. But this answer, you cannot study for it. There's no school. You cannot ask anybody. It comes for you from yourself. And it cannot come from the mind. It's an explosion. It's an inner explosion. An inner explosion that will transform you from being a slave, from asking, from begging, from being confusion, to knowledge, to wisdom, from a slave to a king. But you cannot say it. But you will have no more questions. That is one of the signs. There is no more questions. There is no more asking. And then you ask how to become a real sannyasin. And again, I tell you, which is good for many people here, because we go on and on, but there is no real sannyasin because everybody is unique. So how from my side, how you become a real sannyasin is to become yourself. Yeah? So you won't get these normal answers from me. You will be more and more lost. I am here to confuse you. As long as you can be confused, I will confuse you. I have to. Because that means that something in you can get confused. A real sannyasin. That is idea from somebody who has some idea. First you have an idea how you should function in the world, in society, and there's so many societies, so many countries in the world. In some countries they do things that you will totally freak out, which is totally normal there, and the other way around. So it's way beyond, you cannot learn it, you cannot act it, you have to be it. And that is the problem, because everybody is trained, everybody is conditioned. And sannyas is beyond all conditioning. So the first, how to become a real sannyasin, is first to get rid of all conditioning, which is the past. Which is very, very hard, because you are that conditioning. And that's why I go on reminding you, you have to have courage to look at yourself, to see what is holding you back. And the mystery is that the more you close you come to me or to yourself or to truth, the more energy you will get for it, the more courage you will get. But in the beginning it seems overwhelming because you have ideas, you don't know how to function. And that it has to be like that, because you're coming from a just being conditioned person into something that you don't know how to behave, you don't know how to do. There is no rules. Because as far as I'm concerned, everybody is unique. Nobody can help you. And that's so great, because you have to face yourself. Who are you? What is true for me? Something might be true for somebody else, depending on what kind of level you are in your understanding, in your maturity, in your growth. I can say the ultimate truth, but that doesn't help you, because you don't understand. There's too much gap. So you have to start freeing up your consciousness, your understanding, your mind, your emotions, everything, so you can go deeper, so you can expand. That's what sannyas is. It's a conscious growth into your own potential. Which you have no idea about. That you can flower, that you can become so big. As you are now, you're just a seed, no? So the seed will be afraid, no? Because it has to break. You have to break to become a big tree. That is the courage. You have to leave that safety of the seed. Because only then you can grow. Only then you can flower. So first is to be a real sannyasin. Is to get rid of your own conditioning of who you think you are. I mean, that is mostly it. But included in that, you have to loving yourself. You have to put the energy back on yourself. And everybody's been teaching you should love and take care of others. No, first love yourself. Because only then can you love others. Which is also very hard. To love others is easier because then you are higher than. No, you have to love yourself and you don't know what is very lovable with you. That means you have to transform yourself. Because that total love to yourself can only come when you are beautiful. So you have to transform yourself into something beautiful. Which is the whole work, the whole sadhana. Or you have to transform yourself from a piece of rock into a diamond. Or from a little larvae into a butterfly. So many ways you can say that. No? From a seed to a tree. So nobody can do this for you. I cannot do that for you, but I can show you the way. I can hint. I can create the right soil for it. So the more ready, the more longing, the more thirsty you are, the more ready you are to grow and to disappear as you have been, the easier it is. If you are immature, if you don't really understand, but you are still attracted, then it's very one step forward and two steps backward, and then it goes like that. Because you haven't taken a decision. You don't really understand what it's about. You haven't really heard the calling of your own heart. How to become a real sannyasin? By listening to your own heart. By following love. Then again, how to follow your own heart if you're not in touch with your heart? That is what I'm also teaching you. To get from your head to your heart. To make you alive. First you have to be alive. When you become alive, happy, enjoying, then your own energies start generating a different kind of consciousness in you. You start understanding things that you didn't think about before. It comes by itself. You start having new interests in life. You start having other responsibility over yourself. Out of your understanding, not that anybody is telling you that how to be a real sannyasin. No, I'm not giving you any rules. It comes from you. This grows with your own understanding. And of course it grows quicker when you enter the community of the master. In the Sangha, because then you will get reflected many times, mirrored many times. So if you really want to become clean, enter the stream, enter the river, no? Don't stand on the side of the river and think, I want to have a bath. No, jump in. Buddha says, enter the stream. Then wherever the stream goes, that nobody knows because it's unexplored for you. Even if people have gone there before, it doesn't help you. You have to go yourself. You're going to meet your own fears, your own happiness, your own silence, in whatever way it is to integrate you. So, letting go of the past, being available for the moment, being courageous, listening to your heart, which is a big transformation because you've been listening to your head up to now. And it will go on and on and on and on and on. But the more proof you get, and the wiser you become, and the happier do you become, the more you see your own proof. It's not that I'm telling you or anybody is telling you. You will see by yourself. But it's a path, it's a journey that everybody has to do by themselves. So, how to become a real sannyasin is to become real. This is very individual Dhamma. Because I see somebody, they are so ready to become real that it goes very quick. And somebody are not ready. They are holding on. They say maybe they want to be real. But they are not ready to really become real. They are still split, undecisive what they really want and what they don't. And that creates a more conflict inside. So what also helps to become a real sannyasin, to play with your words, is to be committed to your own heart, committed to the path, committed to this that you feel like, wow, this is the best thing in my life. I never felt this. That is what you should be committed to. You should commit it to your own heart, your own understanding, your own love. You should surrender to that. I don't need you to surrender. You shouldn't, not to me, who am I? You should surrender to existence, to your own heart. Then you surrender to me, because as far as I'm concerned, there's only one. Again, surrender to me, you make a separation. It's still outside. Surrender to yourself. Many times I tell you, what can I do, you ask. What can I do? I want to come closer. I want to prove yourself then. Be real. Then it happens by itself. How can you come close to the real if you are not real? Only lovers understand the language of love, says Rumi. Only lovers understand the language of love. If you are not a lover, you won't understand this language. So the poor masters, they have to try in all kinds of different languages to reach you, so you to understand. This is for you, it's for your own flowering. No? And if you realize that in your heart, in your soul, then you will be committed. It's not something you can do. Love is not something you can do. Commitment is not something you can do on this path. It happens by your own deep realization that yes, this is how it is. Kabir said, I'm a slave of this intensity, this commitment, this longing. I'm a slave of it. It's 100%. That is what commitment is for me. Then you are real. It's no wishy-washy. But all this has to come from your own understanding. And only then can you be in peace, in harmony, when you are true to yourself, no? But the path is long, because again and again you have to empty yourself. It's not to get something new. And that what you are seeking is already there. You just have to rid yourself of all the garbage you have taken in. There are stories with people who they say they get cancer, for example. Then they don't want to do chemotherapy, but they go totally into cleansing their body. Maybe they study, maybe they meet somebody who has done it, who is a professional doctor in natural science, in herbs, natural juicing, and then they do this and they heal themselves. How come that could happen? Because your physical body was so toxic from eating all that junk, totally unconscious your whole life, all that meat, all that fear from the animal who gets killed, who gets slaughtered, all that you have gets part of you. And then you wonder why you are sick, why you're feeling heavy. Why are you feeling dense? All that density. Imagine all that fear, all those animals go through, waiting to be slaughtered, seeing their family slaughtered around, then they are next. Then you eat that meat. No, so some people, they can't take all that. No, so it comes to a point, and then their physical body gets cancer, gets sick. Then you can still, some people, they change. They don't go to chemotherapy. They flush it out. They start meditating. They start being positive. They start living, taking responsibility of how they live. Then they can heal themselves. But you have to total detox your whole system. You have to change everything inside. That is just on the physical body. What to say? In your mind, you have to flush all that out. And you think you are your mind, you think you are your thinking, all that has to go. Then you will be healed. You follow what I'm talking about? That's what I'm doing here. I'm flushing out all stuff. Then it's up to you. Somebody can embrace it. Wow. Somebody is more slow to change. So, for me, how to become a real sannyasin is just to become more and more real, more and more you. The challenge is that you don't know who you are. You don't know how to be real. You have to be courageous to start looking at yourself, to taking responsibility, to start moving. That is the courage. It's not to become something, it's just to go deeper into yourself now, to start living now. And the doors are totally open. So I'm very happy that you asked this, Dhamma, because the doors are open. Come on, wake up. Join the dance. Jump into the river. I've been waiting for you. Hallelujah. Like Osho is the only dance there is. If you join this dance, then all other dances fall short. Hallelujah. Rishi is with me, yeah, no problem. There is a dance that you don't even need to move now. The more refined you get, the more and more refined you get. It's a different dance now. So how to be a real sannyasin is to surrender, is to let go. And not surrender to the master. That the master is just an excuse. Like Buddha said, the master is like a midwife. No? He's helping you to get born. What do you think the master, the midwife, if the midwife takes all the children? Hello. That's not why the master is there. It's just help you to come out, to let go. There is light in the end of the tunnel. Come on. And then a good pa, pa on the neck. But go. And master is an excuse that you understand more and more the beauty of surrendering, of letting go. No? There's only one, oneness. No? There's no separation for the master. For you, still separation. That's the problem. Then he has to talk. Blah, 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 blah. I hope it makes some sense for you all. Talking about that we cannot talk about, I think it's going pretty good. You look happy, that's good. Beloved Guruji, how much I long to live. That was the answer that came up yesterday in the Never Born, Never Died session. I was surprised with this answer to the question, which was actually about how to die. How do I experience that now? I felt like dying wasn't really what it was all about, but living. It was a bit shocking for me to realize that I used the excuse of dying not to live fully, and I can link it to tensions and fears that I feel. I can see this is an old story of resisting and to let go that I have, and I want to get free of it. My beloved, 1,000 times, thank you. My heart is opening and silence is happening. Love, love, and much love, Dhamma Mitra. This is how it goes. That is just what they said. The master just have to wait. He goes on and on, from this side, from that side, from this side, from that side, from under, from over, from this side. From that. Hitting, kissing, cuddling. Everything that he can. Then one day, you get a glimpse. That glimpse can be a huge transformation. Even though everything is fine, you are still growing. Then you have big insights. No, when you have insights, grab hold of it. Let it go deep. Meditate on it. Anything that is comes from your own inner self, nurture it, no? That it doesn't just become a memory. That's why I say many times, I hear myself saying in the retreats, when things, clarity comes, realization comes, understanding comes, take note. And it tends to come up in satsang. It tends to come up around me because the light is there. So then take notice. Because your mind will most probably come back and then da 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 da. Then you forget, then you fall asleep again. Which you cannot believe when you are in the clarity. How much I long to live. Very good, Dhamma Mitra. Because in fact you are alive. But the poor master has to again and again pa 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 pa. Ah, I'm alive. Yes, you are alive. And then when you are alive, really good to live. Wapa. That's easy, you know. It's so easy. When you live, live totally. When you die, die totally. Yes. But you haven't even lived. How can you die totally then? You can only die totally if you live totally. No? How much I long to live. This was the answer that came up. I was surprised with the answer to the question, which was actually about how do I experience death. Yes. You can only experience death when you have lived. No? Otherwise you will close down. You don't want to die because you haven't even lived. And what do I say again and again? Be total. Be committed. No? Live. Be courageous. But you don't have the courage to really live because that means you will take risks. You don't know what the outcome will be. It's much more safe to just sit and don't take any risk. Because who knows what will happen? Better not shake the boat. And then you don't learn, because you learn by also your mistakes, no? As dumb as they are, hopefully you are learning by them. My God. I felt like dying wasn't really what it was all about, but living, yes. So, when I wanted you to do this dying group, it's not about dying. I don't want you to die, I want you to live. So, happily, you got that. But you weren't alive, but you thought you were alive. That's what the masters always are saying. You're like zombies. You are asleep, like a machine. So we have to find out different things so you can come back, reflect on yourself. It's not about dying, it's about living. So it's totally right. But you can only understand that when you go into dying, into yourself. What is dying? It's peace, it's reflection. No? Then things come up clearly. What is real? What is important, what you really want, no? Die before they die. The mystics always say, die before you die. Then the mind is afraid. No, if you go in like you see now, then you realize, I want to live. I'm ready to take it risk. I'm ready to be courageous. It gives you understanding, you know, a clarity. In clarity, there is no doubt. You see, I want to live. Then you live totally, you die totally. Fine. No, more total you live, the more happy you will be. Because, oh my God, no, I'm tired now. I live so much that I didn't even have time to have holiday. It was a bit shocking for me to realize that I used the excuse of dying not to live fully. Yes. Good morning, Dhamma Mitra. Very good. I go on talking, saying this every day. But you think, no, it's not for me. I'm already all the others are so asleep. Hello? Then it's shocking. Suddenly you realize, I'm totally asleep. That's embarrassing. But it's great, because now you wake up. It is shocking. And luckily, I can give you these love shocks instead of you doing an accident or getting cancer or something tragic. I have to shock you. It's exactly like that, Dhamma Mitra. But it's much easier that you are asleep, no? And you don't want to be woken up. You don't want to get shocked. This shock has to come from your own understanding, your own seeing. I'm trying to create the situation that you see. It is shocking. It is shocking to see how asleep you are. But it's also great, because now you have seen it. Up to a stage, you don't want to go there. You think everything is fine. And it is shocking again and again to see how asleep you are. Because people function totally fine asleep. The whole society is functioning fine, totally asleep. They don't know what they're doing. Like Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, Father, forgive them, God. They don't know what they're doing. And this is how the Master is seeing you. You don't know. Because otherwise, how could you do the things you are doing? It's not possible. So you need shocks. You need wake-up calls. You know, you need to go deeper. You need to take responsibility. What you are doing to yourself, what you are doing to life. And it's not only to live, but live in awareness. Because first, when you get excited, get free, get happy, just live. No, not just live and be stupid. Live and be aware. These things together. Otherwise, just living is not much use if you're unaware. It was a bit shocking for me to realize that I used the excuse of dying not to live fully, and I can link it to tensions and fears I feel. Yes, it's all tensions from the resistance of living. This is my dilemma, Dhamma Mitra. How can I convey these simple things to you? You have to feel it. Everybody has to go through their own thing. Like then, what is a real sannyasin? The real sannyasin is to be real, but everybody has their own journey. You know? We hint in so many ways, be spontaneous, be innocent, be like a child. If you see a child running, do we have any tensions and fears and holding? No, nothing. You can just poke into his belly, it's like boop, like that. Everything just soft like that. Ha ha ha. Totally in a let go. Not self-conscious at all, you know. No idea how he should be. No idea how he should be a real human being or a real sannyasin. Nothing. He's just himself. And that's what I mean. And Jesus means, they said, become like a child. Let the children come to me. He means only those who have the courage to become innocent, no? Spontaneous. Who wants to live. Who wants to come back to the heart. Only those I'm interested in. So it's very good that you see. Because you have nothing to lose. This is how the world is, Dhamma Mitra. There are millions and millions of people, they live, but they don't live. They're all tight. And it's a shock when that comes, and that always comes. I see this is an old story of resisting and letting go that I have, and I want to get free of it. Yes. No, see, whatever way you catch yourself is holding anything, let it go. This is what I want. You have to see it. Otherwise, I can tell you year in, and I have been telling you year in, year out, every satsang I tell you. But before you feel the impact of it, the realization of the truth in yourself, that this is how it is, then that understanding itself, it changes you. How can you change if that understanding you think you understand? But if the real understanding happens, then it's a total shift. It's not the intellectual understanding, it's your whole system. You realize it, you see it totally clearly. And everybody has this old story of resisting, of being fearful of letting go. That is what the Buddha say, that clinging. You are clinging to so many things in the world, ideas about yourself, money, family, children, all these things, but that is nothing to the clinging to your own self. Like to put yourself down, not to live, not to be free. It's much easier to be little, to be confused. No, wake up and live. And you are at the right place. I want to get free of it. Yes, and you can only get free of something when you see it. You cannot get out of a prison if you don't know you are in a prison. It's impossible. First you have to see it. That is the first thing. Now the real journey comes, starts. I just told you yesterday that your prisons are not made of steel and iron. It's very, very subtle. Very subtle. Just like feathers, just like thin thread, but it still keeps you in because it's your own mind. And just one clear insight, realization, one shock, and it's gone. No, be aware so you don't start creating it again. Because you had this habit for a very long time. That's what I mean by responsibility. Higher responsibility. To be, put yourself firmly on the path. That is commitment. My beloved, 1,000 times, thank you. My heart is opening and silence is happening. Love, love, and love. Much love, Dhamma Mitra. Yes, that is the outcome. That when you see the love, the silence, the heart opening is always there. When you are in tune with it. Dhamma Mitra. Now the fun starts. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Tapon. I will go on answering Dhamma, how to become a real sannyasin, on and off when I cross those ideas. But in order how to be real sannyasin is not to be serious, because that is really a drag. I mean, that is from the master. When you see these serious disciples, it's like, and non-serious, how to be real sannyasin. Have a non-serious approach to life. Take note, everybody, serious people. I have a English, or maybe it's Irish, sannyasin. Where's Brahmanand? Brahma. What are you doing now?
Doing okay?
Only okay? Huh?
Improving.
How was that process for you at Brahma?
I found it hard to get into it at first. And then I nearly died on the floor.
But are you ready to start living more fully now? Huh?
Definitely,
okay. Team up with Dhamma Mitra. Are you ready, Brahmanand?
Yeah.
But I've been worried about you, on and off, since Brazil. Because I never get any jokes for you. And before you were so funny, and I know it's there, deep inside you. You have to get in touch with that again. Because now you've been so much into your business project and pusadas. And, you know, being the boss to Madhav must be really a headache. So I can understand your traumas and your hard times, but now you are cooling down here in Dhamma Mountain, coming back to yourself. Anyway, before Brahmana was a sannyasin, then he was living under a bridge by the Thames. He was on the bottle. But even he had enough sometimes, and he needed some fresh air. And he wanted to go down south to Salisbury or just have some, the fields. Maybe see some corns, crop circles. So he managed to beg money to take the train down south. But he was not smelling very good when he's sitting there on the train. And then it came a priest to sit next to him. Brahmanand's shirt was very stained. All kinds of, no shower or washing for weeks. And there was also some red lipstick on his shirt. And the bottle, half a full bottle of whiskey was in his pocket. The priest was just amazed. How come he came into the same cabin as this guy? Brahmana said, have a seat, priest. Father. Then he got to borrow the newspaper of the priest. He was looking at that, and then he asked after some time, Father, Father. What causes arthritis? Mister, is caused by loose living, being with cheap, wicked women, too much alcohol, dirty thoughts, contempt for your fellow man, and all that, the priest replied. Imagine that, said the Brahmana. Imagine that. That's something. That's why. He returned to reading his paper. The father, thinking about what he had said, feeling a little bit bad about it, being a priest after all, turned to Brahmanan and said, I apologize, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to come on so strong. How long have you had arthritis also? I don't have arthritis, said Brahmanan. I just read in the paper that the Pope does. Brahmana? Thank you, Master, for showing me where to find the courage to jump. After a period of hesitation and prolonging, I found the truth in my heart. And when finding this truth, courage was there. No falling and finding trust also. Abundance, it seems. A voice is whispering of uncertainty, but who cares? Everything will happen. Thank you, Master, in gratitude and love at your feet, Hamid. Good, Hamid, that you get the courage to jump. That's what I'm here for, is one of the things. First, I have to get you the courage to jump, and then I'm very happy for you to see, because it's not so nice to kick somebody in the butt so they fall outside the cliff, no? But even out of compassion, you have to do that sometimes also. After a period of hesitation and prolonging it, I found the truth in my heart. And that is an amazing thing, because you've been hesitating and prolonging things for so long. This is the amazing mystery. You are delaying it, and it is still you want it. This is exactly how the mind is. And before you really feel it and experience it, you will always be like that. And around me, most of the time, it has to happen. In spite of you, it happens. Because reality is much bigger than the unreal. So why hesitate and why prolong to find your own heart, to find love? It's totally amazing. But when it happens, it happens. I found the truth in my heart. And when finding this truth, courage was there. Yes, courage always comes from the heart. Courage and heart, same, same, the way I see it. If you don't have any heart, you don't have any courage. If you don't have any courage, you don't have any heart. It's the same, same. Because the heart, that is a risk taker. It is ready to risk everything for something that it feels is real. The mind always thinks, it hesitates, it's prolonging it, it's wait. Tomorrow I will do it, tomorrow, tomorrow. It never happens. The heart, that's the beauty of the heart. It doesn't think, it jumps. It's instant. Why? Because the heart is real. The mind is just like a shadow. As soon as you are in the heart, you are total. If it's not total, it's not from the heart. The heart is always total. But people don't know about totality, they don't know about the heart. Even in love, they say, I love you. And then the next moment they say that to somebody else. And then they just change. It's no totality. Love needs time. Even human love, it takes time. It's a very fragile flower. It needs totality, nurturing. And the more you nurture it, the deeper the roots. It's not just shallow. You have to be patient. You have to be deep yourself. That only the heart can do. It can jump. It can be total. When finding this truth, courage was there. It's always there. That's why again and again I'm just trying to get you into your heart. Then you are connected with your own truth. It's not my truth or your truth, it's only truth. One heart. No falling and finding trust also. Yes. Trust comes out of heart. When you have experienced the joy of love, of heart, of that ecstasy, that peace, that silence that comes out of your own being, to touch the truth, to touch your own core, then trust comes spontaneously. Because you know. Trust is a higher love, is a flowering of love. If there is no love, there cannot be any trust. So seeing this, just look at the world. Who knows about trust? Who knows about love? It's very, very precious. So finding your own heart, finding truth, then courage is born. No, out of this courage, out of this truth, out of this heart, trust comes. A voice whispering of uncertainty, but who cares? Everything will happen. Yes, that whispering will always, that's the mind. Comes and goes. No, be on guard, that's the only thing. Be on guard of this voice. So that's why I say when things you have insights, realizations, when you come back to that clarity, then really take notice, this is real. Because the mind might come back, some whispering that will become shouting even when you are alone. But be steady. Know in your own heart that this is real, it's your own experience. Is your own realization. Nobody have told you. It's not a belief. It's a reality. And the more and more you get devoted to that, the stronger you become in your own heart, in your own truth. And one day you will be unshakable and there will be no whispers. Thank you, Master, in gratitude and love at your feet, Hamid. Bakusata. What do you say, Anuradhi? Baku, sir? Rumi says, inside this new love, die. your way begins on the other side. Inside this new love, die. Your way begins on the other side. He's saying, you haven't started. Whatever you do on the other side is just waste of time. The real way, the real path starts on this side. After this love has transformed you. Become the sky. Open. Take an axe to the prison walls. Escape. Escape. Walk out like somebody suddenly born into color. That's how it feels. Like you've been living in black and white. And suddenly color. Rainbow colors. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't delay. You are covered with thick cloud. Slide out the side. Escape. Die. Die and be quiet. Quietness is the surest sign that you have died. Quietness, silence, peace, harmony is the surest sign that you have died, that you have given up your mind, that there is no more conflict, there is no more war. That's what he's meaning. Be quiet. How can you be quiet if it's conflict? You can only have a quiet, peaceful, harmonious life if you have surrendered. Die and be quiet. Quietness is the surest sign that you died. Your old life was just a frantic running, running and running away from silence. Running away from this silence that you are longing for. This love, this peace that you are longing for. What have you been doing? Wake up. No, in this silence, in this new life, the full moon comes out. Embrace your own heart, your own silence. allow everything to relax. Sinking deeper into yourself. Melting. Opening. Letting go.